lot of talent on that board, Mace, we had in the first round. And, Phil, when we did our mocks and we're doing our inside previews, a lot of those guys that we had in the first round still on the board.
Yeah, well, we knew coming into the draft, John Elway mentioned it, that there was a lot of depth at offensive line and defensive line. We met a lot of those guys at the combine, and like you said, we thought a lot of them were first-round talents. Could be steals in the second round. They talked about what they could bring to an NFL team.
I see myself as a football player. I kind of want the teams to decide for themselves. I feel like I can play at any position. Me personally, I like being off the ball as a Mike, Will, Sam. Even I've heard some roles as a strong safety. I feel like I could do that role as kind of a Cam Chancellor type of role. So I feel like I could get the job done there.
Athleticism. I got strength and power. So I feel like those two combined with the size I have is really great. And I think that sets me apart from everybody else.
You know, I kind of describe myself as more of an athletic lineman than most, so I kind of use that to my strength, especially in a zone scheme and being able to get around edges and get back in weird pass rushers.
You know, I've watched a lot of Jason Witten, and I really try to model my game after him. I mean, he's a great one, and it's kind of hard to do that, especially a Hall of Fame tight end like him, but I've watched a lot of film on him and in the offseason and try to just put bits and pieces of his game and try to put those in my game.
DN, I mean, that's what I am. I'm a DN pass rusher, whatever. I mean, dropping in space, like I said, I'm comfortable with dropping in space if I had to. I'm do what it takes.
They let us see me as the mic playing and making the calls, and a lot of teams like me playing off the edge, but they'll let us see me being a true mic and making all the calls. I know I can do it. I've done it during this year, and I show people I can do it. So it's really just getting out there and just keep proving people wrong, because I know a lot of people think I might not can do it, but I want to show people I have good hips and I have fluid hips and I'm able to drop in coverage and tackle people in space.
You hear from guys like Miles Jack there, Jason Spriggs, some guys who can bring a lot to an NFL team. They can play a bunch of different positions, too, so there's a lot of flexibility there. I'm sure that they'll end up going here in round two.
Yeah, you mentioned him, Robinson, Jack, Kevin Dodd, Reggie Ragland, Mace, all of those guys up on the board. Who do you have in the back end of the first – or the back end of the second round, I should say?
Well, we start with the Indianapolis Colts at number 48. I have them going with Chris Jones, the defensive tackle out of Mississippi State. Gives them some fortification up front. They really need it. At pick number 49, Buffalo, I have them going with Austin Johnson, defensive lineman out of Penn State. Number 50, the Atlanta Falcons, I have them going with Emmanuel Ogba out of Oklahoma State. Number 51, the New York Jets. They didn't get their quarterback in round one. I've got them getting their quarterback in round two. That's Connor Cook out of Michigan State. That's probably the best quarterback on the board, according to the consensus. Seems like he'll go. I could see Christian Hackenberg as a possibility at this point as well, if they like him enough, but I think Cook's going to be the guy. Then you get to the Houston Texans at number 52. Darian Thompson, the playmaking safety out of Boise State, I have going off the board here. There's some possibilities, and again, we're right in the sweet spot for safeties. Thompson be a good fit there. Shalika Calhoun, the edge rusher out of Michigan State, have him going to Washington, number 53. They didn't address linebacker last night. I think they should address it tonight. Adolphus Washington out of Ohio State, number 54, have him going to Minnesota, giving them a little bit of a boost up front. Number 55, the Bengals need a receiver. They didn't get it last night. The run on receivers happened right before they picked at number 24. But here you have Oklahoma's Sterling Shepard, pick number 55. I have going to the Bengals. Number 56, talked about Seattle needing more offensive line help. And here you go. You've got Nick Martin out of Nick Martin available out of Notre Dame. I think he'll be the guy at 56. Kyler Fackrell, a guy that not a lot of people know about, outstanding pass rusher out of Utah State, have him going number 57 to Green Bay. They love players like that, and they've got to find some long-term replacements for their edge rushers, in particular Julius Peppers. Number 58, Justin Simmons out of Boston College, a safety. I have going to Pittsburgh, still looking to fill a hole. 59, Jason Spriggs going to Kansas City, offensive tackle with good footwork, and I think he's going to be a good fit for their scheme. Finally, the Patriots. They pick 60th and 61st. Of course, they lost their first-round pick because of the Deflategate scandal. With the 60th pick, I have them taking Kenneth Dixon, the running back out of Louisiana Tech. and 61. If Kevin Dodd is sitting there, as he was on my mock draft, I think great value for any team who could pick him, and the Patriots, I think, would pick him up. Number 62 to Carolina, Sua Cravens, a linebacker but also potentially a safety. There's a lot of different things you can do with him. He'd be a good toy for Sean McDermott, their defensive coordinator, to play with in Carolina. Finally, the Broncos pick number 63, Jeremy Cash out of Duke University, playmaking safety. There's a lot of T.J. Ward in him, I think, in terms of how aggressive he can be. Very good in the box, also good in coverage, very instinctive, very smart player. If he's sitting there at number 63, I think the Broncos might well be ecstatic, because not only is he the best player on the board, but it would also fill a pretty pressing need as they try to fortify the depth at safety with Darian Stewart's contract expiring after this year, guys.